I want to welcome you into the house. Come on.
Patrice Robinson is a member of the Memphis City Council, so she was shown the video of the beating of Tyree Nichols at the hands of police before it was released to the public.
And we share with the world. I was overwhelmed when we were shown the video. I saw it with my own eyes, an injured person sitting on the ground, leaning up against a car, and no one giving them any attention, seeing him bleed and in pain. It was just inhumane.
There are still a lot of unanswered questions into the death of Tyree Nichols, including why police even pulled him over in his car in the first place. Even Robinson, as a high-ranking city official, has still not gotten an answer to that question.
They keep telling me it was for a traffic offense, but from the video that I've seen, I can't tell why they stopped him. But what's even more deplorable to me, why would you be angry when you just stopped somebody for a traffic a violation? They never told him why we even pulled him over or why we even trying to handcuff you. He had no idea. And to me, that was the saddest part.
This is the blueprint going forward.
The lawyer for Nichols' family has praised the Memphis police for the swift punishment of the officers.
Justice for Tyree Nichols.
Within 3 weeks, all the officers were fired, criminal charges were pressed against them, and all were arrested.
We're doing all that we know to do.
Robinson thinks that sets a good example, separating bad police from the good ones.
I know there are great people there. I have worked with great police officers. You have bad players everywhere, but the system may not be such that we can readily identify who those bad players are. And that's something we've got to get in place immediately because we don't want this to happen again. Now I'm going to have citizens who are afraid of the police as well. So what do you do?
City leaders like Robinson are in the middle of self-reflection on policing and likely will be for a long time to come. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Memphis.